You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world. It's that time of the month again. Full moon in Aries. Did you guys like the reel I made for Instagram yesterday? Talking about the paradox of energy we feel in the sky right now. We feel this energy of, I want to go after my dreams. I've got all these grand ideas just flooding in. Pluto is direct. I am ready to transform. I am ready to birth a new me, a new idea. And then Mars, planet of inspiration, motivation, taking charge, goes retrograde. And it's like, wait, I had all these grand ideas and they made me so excited yesterday. What happened today? Or why did that launch flop? What are people doing right now? What is going on? It just feels like this push and pull between heaven and hell. God, that's a really exaggerated example, but you know what I mean? Between I'm happy or I'm sad. I'm a go-getter and then I'm lazy. And that's okay. This is all a part of the human experience. Now, this full moon in Aries, this is a really spicy one. Think of a red chili pepper. It's hot. Aries is one of the three fire signs of the zodiac. Aries people are competitive. They are athletic. They have no problem speaking their mind. A lot of them physically look like a fire sign. I find they blush easy. Their complexion is usually on the pink or red side. Just they have red hair sometimes. This is true about Aries. A lot of them have skin issues or gut issues because they hold in so much fire and anger, because anger is not an acceptable emotion in our society. We're really taught to tame that fire and not set boundaries and not choose ourselves, because that means you're selfish, right? We've got to find a balance, as I've been harping on the show lately. Life is a duality and a balance. Aries, on their high side, are leaders who walk side by side with you, not in front of you. On their low side, they are selfish. They do choose themselves. They have raging tempers. Back on their empowered side, they fight for love. These people don't give up in love. On their low side, they avoid love. They avoid intimacy and connection because that means I can lose some of my individuality, some of that leadership quality. On their high side, their partner, their friends, the people at their table are all really high level, high integrity people, because they know that that's the secret to reaching a high level yourself. Aries is ruled by the number one. They're competitive. They want to be number one. It doesn't matter what their choice of competitiveness is, whether it's gaming, fishing, athletics, the arts. These people want to be first. They want the trophy. They want the ribbon. They're so excited about life because it's been said in astrology that Aries souls, especially Aries suns, are new to this world. It's their first incarnation, if you will. And so they have such a thirst for life and travel and exploring and trying new things, and especially pushing their physical body to the limit. Because if this is your first incarnation as a soul, you might look down at your arms and your legs and your heartbeat and think, whoa, what can I do with this? How far can I push this? Let me go run an ultra marathon in Moab, Utah and just scorch myself just to see how far I can push my physical limits without dying. This is what Aries are known for, that extreme side. And that's their high side, truly. Athletic, in shape, love their physical bodies because it's their first time around in this thing. On their low side, an Aries can just feel burnt out. They don't have an outlet. Perhaps they are with a partner or surrounded by family or friends who do not support their fire and their saucy ways. And it could manifest as weight gain. It can manifest as acne. Skin issues really run rampant in the Aries community because acne, rosacea, eczema, these are all physical things tied to anger. Think of boiling blood, right? If we are just holding in that anger, which is heat. Anger is literally heat. That's why people's faces get red and they shake. I mean, it is energy. And so for an Aries who It's tough for them to control their emotions around anger. It can manifest as those skin issues, rashes, you name it. So with the full moon being in Aries, a quick reminder, a full moon is a time for release. And other than releasing, it is a really good time to allow the moon's light to shine into your subconscious. I mean, it's going to, whether you like it or not. Don't tell me you don't have crazy dreams around the full moon or you can't sleep because the light is so bright. So it's going to illuminate your mind whether you're ready or not and what's coming up. And with Aries season, I know what's coming up, stuff, everything, so many things, all the things. Because Mercury went direct and now my mind is just growing legs and running an ultra marathon like an Aries would. But full moon in Aries is asking you, so this moon is opposite the sign of Libra, which is totally opposite in terms of personality traits than Aries. She rules partnership, love, union. Aries rules number one, independent, self-made. These two couldn't get any more opposite, which is sometimes why they work so well together as a pair, as friends, as lovers. Because Aries teaches Libra how to be an independent and not codependent. And Libra teaches Aries, hey, intimacy and love is what life is all about. Relax. You know, a lot of people with Aries in the sun, moon, or rising do not want children. Almost every reading I do with someone with Aries in the big three says, nope, no kids for me. Or they struggle or just avoid relationships because these people do not. It is just not what they came here to do. And it's very admirable when I see and hear people who have not fallen into peer pressure or societal pressure of go to school, get married, have kid, do-do-do-do. Aries are like, no. This is my first time around. My soul is excited. My body is ready to go. Let me be. Let me run. Let me play. Let me experience all of this. I want to do what I want, when I want, where I want. I don't want to have to answer to a kid or a partner. Fuck that, says Aries. You know, fire signs are known to be like aggressive and loud. Aries embodies that. Leo, they got some aggression. Don't mess with a Leo. Don't mess with their friends either. Their pack, their herd, their tribe. But Sagittarius, which is my sign, we're here sipping tea on our soapbox with a microphone, just talking about our adventures and the people we've met. There's really not a mean bone in our body, but don't get it twisted if you ruin our fun. But Aries is that like saucy, aggressive, whoo, wow. Leo comes in second. Sag is just your funny, obnoxious, loud laughing fire sign friend. So with a full moon in Aries, how do we apply that to our lives? Ask yourself this. Have I always fought for love or have I ran away from it? Do I give up on it? Because fuck this. This isn't as good as it can get. I'm going to go find somewhere else that feels good and encourages more fun experiences in my life. Or have you had friendships and relationships where you said, this is broken, but I feel a really strong connection here. And as long as it is not abusive, mentally or physically, I want to fight for this. Right? We're taught, my friend Marissa told me something really incredible yesterday. She said, Disney movies are the worst because they teach us that they never show you past the honeymoon phase. They don't show you how the prince and princess stay together and they're struggles and how they moved past it, and they don't show that. And so if we're not blessed to come from a family, which vast majority of us are not, that shows us by example what it looks like to stay in love with someone for a very long time, we're not going to exert, because we all have Aries energy in us, right? We're not going to exert that towards fighting for love. We're going to say, fuck this. I'm going out. I'm going to Moab. I'm going to the Keys. I'm out of here. I'm running away. I'm going to go enjoy life where it feels good. And then eventually, when you're burnt out, because Aries sure do love to burn themselves out, burn that midnight oil, you look around and you're like, well, who's here to take care of me? I need help. I need a life partner. And there is no one. This is all the low side of it. And so with this Aries full moon, ask yourself, Where can I fight for love a little bit harder, a little bit more? Where can I let go of the past, stop keeping score, and fight for a connection to work? But also, where can I put both feet down and say, no more? I'm unfollowing this energy because it doesn't make me feel like number one. It doesn't make me feel like competitive. It doesn't make me feel like an Aries, an athlete, not just soccer, football, tennis. I mean an athlete of your life. Do you work out in strength? I always tell JL when we go to our individual therapy, like have fun at the mental gym, right? We go to the gym for our physical body, but going to therapy and doing things for our mind is the mental gym. We can't let our brain get fat and sluggish. We got to work that thing out too. So with the Aries full moon, where can you step into that Aries cocky confidence that they are just gifted with and say, fuck this, fuck that, fuck you? I mean, obviously don't say this to people because if they have Aries in their big three, it may turn into a violent fight. But where in your life can you say, fuck this, I'm done, no more? One thing I love about Aries placements, and they truly are very picky at who they let at their table. And this depends on so many other placements in their chart. But a lot of Aries people say, what is that quote? You can't soar with eagles if you're flocking around with chickens. And eagles will be damned if they flock around with chickens. Aries will be damned if they hang out with people who are not trying to better themselves, who are not trying to have mirror moments and grow. Step into your power. I have it here in my notes. Use your physical body. Push the limits. Start a new workout routine under this moon. Align with your passions. Aries is so fiery passionate. I'm thinking of all the Aries I know in my life. First of all, they're all hilarious. And maybe it's just my Sag that loves their sense of humor, but they will get you cracking up. But they're also just badass people. Super competitive. I love that competitive edge. It turns some people off and makes them think, God, you're such a dick. But I look at it as, whoa, I want you at my table because you're going to be the one that says, fight for this. Don't give up. Get up. Let's go. And I love that. I live for that. I feel like Aries is a really rare placement. I don't really see Aries suns too much. But under this full moon, simply put, be a warrior against all odds and stand up for your life. Fight for love, but stay close to others, even when you want to go independent, right? And of course, look at your personal chart. See what houses are areas of life that Aries rules for you and apply that. Stand up for your life. If Aries is lighting up your 10th house of career, stand up for your career. Do something that terrifies you. But after you do it, you feel like a badass and you puff your chest and you're like, you know what? I am pretty awesome. Get that cocky confidence. Your Aries friends will say, yeah, you are. Woo! If this is lighting up your 7th house of romance, partnership, relationships, marriage, stand up for yourself in a partnership. Have you lost yourself to a friendship, to a loved one? Are you just losing it because you're like, this is not who I am? I mean, this is who I've become in this partnership. I became what this person really likes. But is that who you really want to be? And will they support your new growth? It's time to stand up for your life. This full moon is hitting off my 12th house, which is very interesting that Aries rules my 12th house. This is why you probably won't find me yelling, screaming. I mean, it lives deep, deep, deep in my soul, but you won't see it too often because Aries, anger, temper, competitiveness is my 12th house, which rules the area of life of all things hidden, subconscious, mental, all of those things. So I hide my anger. I do. This is something I work on intensely in therapy is how can I express my anger? I am afraid of showing anger because for a multitude of reasons, but that's my Aries in the 12th house. And so knowing this full moon was coming up, I have slowly been craving alone time. I want to be alone to really process how I feel and my anger and see what it's trying to tell me. Who do I feel anger towards right now? Why? How did it get there? Why did I allow it? Where in my life, this has been a really big theme for me this past year, the people at my table, are they lifting me up and encouraging me to be better? Am I taking advice from people who have been where I want to go? If they haven't, I can be friends with them. I can love them. But I don't know if I should be taking advice from them. That's been my Aries lesson. So I'm glad JL actually just took off for Orlando. And how funny is this? He went there for a career reason, a really big, awesome, cool. We'll have to have him come back in the studio to talk about it when he's home. Career reason, like I'm talking cream of the crop, such a cool story for him. And guess what rules his 10th house of career? Aries. This full moon is quite literally to the degree of his midheaven, which is our career line. And so, of course, he's flying to Orlando for like the biggest career thing of his life. And then, of course, I was like, oh, the universe has been working so beautifully in my favor. First, my surgery on a Libra new moon, bringing balance to my womb. Now I get that beautiful cabin to myself this whole full moon weekend, which 12th house Aries says, yes, I want to be alone. I want to isolate. I want to light a candle and journal. Oh, I've been craving a journal. And just dive deep into my subconscious and write down on paper who and what makes me mad. Try that exercise. Do it with me. No matter what house Aries rules in your chart, who and what just fucking piss me off, trigger me. That can tell you a lot about yourself and perhaps even what wounds you still need to work on and heal. Because once you can get past anger, which is such a strong emotion, oh, the doors that open from getting over that hump are incredible. They're incredible. I'm reading a book called The Path to Love by Deepak Chopra. I think I talked about this a few episodes ago. Still reading it, going slow. And it's just such a beautiful anecdote on how we are all love. When you remove anger, jealousy, resentment, grief, it's just love. And reaching a state of being with someone for many, 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 many years is always remembering to pull our crazy egos and wild Western minds back to, I am love. This is love. And I know that's such like a woo-woo hippy-dippy statement to say, right? I'm not going to lie. When I read the book, I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, okay, Deepak, like I get it. We're all love, but have you ever been triggered as a Scorpio moon? Like that shit's hard to let go. That's my thing. I really do struggle to let go of the past. It eats me alive. But through therapy, cognitive therapy, astrology, honestly, really diving into my birth chart and the inner workings of my being and my human design as well, everything's just been perfect and aligned. And even the moments where I've had regret or I wish I did something different, it's like, wait, no. That's actually right on cue. Wow, this is cool. It's just all a matter of paying attention to who and what is in our inner circle, who and what we are taking advice from. This is so huge given the day and age of everyone's a guru on social media, and truly everyone is, because everyone's story matters. Everyone's story can heal a piece of you. You can pull some golden nugget out of anybody's story. So it's beautiful that everyone is now on this big kick of sharing their story, which we are going to get into because it's in my notes. How beautiful I segue into it. But you've got to have discernment with, okay, what would I truly, before I open Instagram or TikTok, what do I truly want help with? Okay, I want marriage advice because I'm feeling uncomfortable in my partnership right now. Are you going to take advice from someone who is 20, 30 years old even, 40 even, and who has never been married before, who has never been with someone longer than 5 years, who has never had children, if that's something you're interested in? I unfollowed everybody on Lightworkers Lounge, and it's not a fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Nothing like that. I just realized, whoa, my belief system, My energy system is totally shifting and brand new. And it has been for the past 2 years. I'm sure you guys have noticed. And I want to start clean. I want to really be cognizant of who I allow on my feed. And so some people I unfollowed, I was like, no, I got to find them again. I love them. But I needed that hard reset. So under this full moon, look at that. Look at me. I didn't even realize it. I unfollowed everybody down to zero because my subconscious, I am realizing just how sensitive it is. I can watch something on Netflix and if I go to bed right after, I will dream about it and recreate it in my mind all night. It is so powerful that I am like, whoa, where did this sensitivity come from? I gotta harness this. So applying that to social media, whoa. I mean, I follow a lot of funny things, of course, a lot of pug stuff, but what am I feeding my subconscious? Lightworkers Lounge was just full of all the other people that are similar to me with the spiritual advice, energetic updates, astrology, which is awesome. But I got to a point where it felt like every time I opened Instagram, I was standing in front of a wall with a paintball gun going off, and I was just, get away. So I unfollowed everybody because I want, under this full moon, I released everyone and everything that was subconsciously impacting me. And I want to start fresh from scratch. And really, now, who am I talking to? What are we talking about? Is this benefiting me or confusing me and bringing me down? I know what I want. I know who I want, what I want, where I want to go, and what I want to do. It's always within me. But I found myself confused about it a lot because I've found myself highly influenced by those around me on social media, in person. And you know, you can love someone and think very highly of them, but not follow them, but not invite them to sit at your table. Did you know you can do that? What a concept. I'm drinking red raspberry tea because you guys know from my surgery episode, my womb is still healing. And by the way, thank you guys for continuously asking if I'm okay. I'm doing phenomenal. I got the green light. I had a post-op conversation with my doctor from Kind Body, Dr. Gonzalez from Kind Body Denver. If you're listening to this and you're in the Colorado area, please go see her for all of your OBGYN needs and tell her Stephanie Power sent you and give her the biggest hug because she's the best Gemini you'll ever meet. I love her. But she gave me the green light to go hiking, to take a bath again. And I went hiking today in the morning with JL and our pup before he took off for Orlando and the beautiful gold aspens. And normally for the past few months after a hike, I bleed. I'm spotting and it's so sad and scary. But after this one, of course, I ran home, went to the restroom, nothing. Clear, beautiful, clean. Oh. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you guys for sending me love for this surgery and recovery. Now this, can you guys hear Jeffrey snoring? I tried. I really tried to keep him awake. It didn't work. Gotta love pugs. So this full moon, the last thing I want to say about it, because there's a really interesting aspect to it. It is conjunct, meaning sitting on top of, holding hands with, Chiron. That's C-H-I-R-O-N, Chiron. Chiron is an asteroid in our birth chart. In our birth chart, that is the wound. Chiron represents the wound in our birth chart. And now don't be afraid of this. Don't think, oh, I don't want to know where I have a scar. Yes, you do. Because this is part, everyone who comes to me for, hey, I'm confused, don't know what I want to do with my career, help. I start pulling in Chiron because the wound is where the light comes in. And the best teachers, preachers, friends, family, parents, when you can heal your wound and then teach and heal other people with the same wound or something similar, those are the best, right? Think about it. When you go to therapy, you probably want a therapist who's been through something, whether it's a divorce or the loss of a child or a family member. You want someone who's been through something similar to you. And once you know, hey, you've been divorced too. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk. You just click. Whereas if you have a therapist that's like, nope, been happily married for 60 years, you're like, okay, well, that's great. But there's a little difference here, right? So Chiron right now is currently in the sign of Aries. It has been for a few years. The full moon is at 16 degrees Aries. Chiron is currently at 14 degrees Aries. They are holding hands and doing a dance. Chiron in the sign of Aries is the wound of worthlessness. This truly is one of the most difficult Chiron placements to have because these are people who have moments of time where they just feel worthless, too caught up in, I need to be the best. They do not take losing or admitting faults or weaknesses easy. It's really tough on them because saying, I'm sorry, I fucked up, I shouldn't have said, I shouldn't have done, is really hard for these people because it just throws gasoline on the fire of worthlessness that is the wound in their chart. So with Chiron and Aries, this is popping up huge in our culture right now. We're all so caught up in, I need to be the best. I need to be better. Do you ever go on social media and feel like, golly, I thought I had a good morning routine, but that person just told me mine sucks. This person says drink coffee, that one says don't. This person says eat meat, that one says you're murdering the planet if you do and you need to eat tofu. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're all kind of feeling this Chiron and Aries worthlessness and who am I? What is my worth? And how do I become my best self? So all of us are trying to teach this Chiron of how, don't you notice it? You've got to see it all over social media. People trying to teach you how to be your best self psychologically, physically, emotionally, the best, what's the best diet? What's the best way to make real? What's the best way to release under a full moon? I'm trying to think of the spiritual stuff. What's the best way to do mirror work? How do you get in tune with your higher self? Oh, this stuff is so silly. It's so important and beautiful and very much real, but it's so... We humans, we like to have fun with this stuff and just make a carnival out of something so sacred. Sagittarius, I laugh at it. I think it's interesting, but some people are like, no, it's not funny. It's fucked up what we've done to yoga here in the West. I can go on and on. That's a whole new episode. But that is this Chiron and Aries. Oh boy. And then in a few years, Chiron will move into the sign of Taurus. We're going to be talking about our self-worth. Woo. Who am I before whatever's cool on Instagram told me who to be? Right. I was just saying in jail this morning, I was like, and no offense to anybody that does this, it just doesn't resonate with me. But I was like, if Instagram or social media did not exist, would we actually shove rocks up our vagina? And I'm obviously talking about a yoni egg or yoni egg. And again, if you do this and it resonates with you, that's freaking dope and keep using it. But it doesn't resonate with me. I think it's quite bizarre. It's just not in this lifetime. And I thought, well, wait, the people that do use it or people that have tried it, where did they learn this? I don't think if they didn't follow anybody, didn't have social media, that they would go like to the beach and just be with themselves, listen to the waves, smell the salty air, look at a seagull fly by. I just don't think they would grab a shell and stick it up the hoo-hee and feel powerful. I think it would hurt or it would feel, but again, I'm trying to be neutral here. I can also understand like a crystal. I don't know. No, I feel like that's disrespectful to the crystal. I don't know. Aries full moon, I'm speaking my truth. It's just not my cup of tea. If it's yours, I will lift my glass to you and say cheers, keep doing it. But I just think of these things. You know what I did today? I threw out all of my sage sticks. I did. Because I think that is a really sacred practice that we took from Native Americans. And I think that that should remain with them. I think maybe they think it's cool that we're using it. But I liked it at first. And I really did feel an energy release in my home from it. But then I also thought, wait, it made my house like a stinky smoke smell that I actually didn't like. There's nothing better than just opening the windows and letting the breeze come into my house. That's my saging, right? I'm shifting. And thank you guys for coming along this ride of me shifting. I'm still very much into spirituality. This is a foundation in the core. This is the north node of my birth chart. Pisces is spiritual stuff, but I want to rewrite it. I don't want it to be pop culture. I want it to be real as the dead leaves in the forest you're walking on, as real as the first blooms and buds of spring. I want it to be like that. Is my Taurus rising showing? The full moon in Aries is conjunct Chiron in the sky for this big grand event on October 9th. What does this mean? Remember, there is an empowered and a shadow side to this placement. The empowered side is you are finally taking charge of your wound and healing it. Oh, this could be so incredible. If your wound is, I can't set boundaries, set one this weekend. Go ahead, feel like you're mean, feel like you're the bully, but then it'll go away. And then as you realize, wait, I feel so much better without that person in my life. Ooh, healed. Now the shadow side of this full moon is when we pair the triggering wound with a full moon and a fireball sign. Oh, fight, fight, fight. Words could cut like a knife. Things could get physical. Things could get very heated. See red. My greatest thing I've ever learned is checking in with my nervous system, because I may not have a shouting, yelling, physical temper, but I've got a tongue. My words can be very sharp. And so when I'm in an argument, I will check in with my nervous system. Are my palms sweaty? Is my mouth dry? Can I feel heat on my cheeks and my ears? If I reach one of those points or all of them, I have to stop and I have to say, this conversation matters. It is important, even through my grinding teeth. I'll be right back. I need to cool off. Remember that this weekend. Or if you are going to be around people that trigger you, unnerve you, maybe reschedule. It's going to be saucy. Okay, guys, thank you for tuning into this episode. I love hanging out with you on the airwaves. I'm going to get off here and go make some horoscopes for you guys. So if you know your rising sign, I will let you know what area of life, what house this full moon is hitting off for you. I'm going to go post those to our Instagram at Cosmic Coconut, and there's 3 underscores in the middle. So it's at cosmic__coconut. Or come on, find me on Instagram. I am now at Stephanie Powers. No longer Stephanie's Destiny. Look at me getting rid of all these like spiritual things. I'm totally moving into a new chapter of life. And I'm excited for it. So pumped for it. You know, my solar return chart, which is your birthday birth chart. Did you guys hear that? Oh, thunder. That was beautiful. My solar return chart, my birthday chart for this year, which is going to be expiring in a couple months, was all about empowerment. And it was a huge game-changing year for me. And At first I was like, well, I don't really see it. But now I'm like, oh yeah, 33 will go down in the books. So I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you next week, of course, and I'll see you on Instagram for some horoscopes. Sending love from the beautiful San Juan Mountains. Here's some grounding energy during this crazy full moon. Go enjoy it. Go sweat. Go move your body. Take a TRX class, hot yoga, whatever you want. Go do your thing. Bye, guys.